We've just passed Christmas. And this morning we were considering the theme of the Lord's coming again. And we were considering the theme of the Lord's coming again with a special reference to the delight it brings to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour and as their Lord. And we consider the same event, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, again this afternoon, with the things that it teaches concerning the state of those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and who are caught out by the Lord's return. Because it isn't only the Lord's return that catches out the unsuspecting sinner who has refused to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. His or her own death, sudden death, surprising death, may likewise catch them out. So, in thinking about the return of the Lord Jesus, what the Bible teaches about his return, particularly in relation to those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the plea goes out, the urgent plea. Turn to the Saviour, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, who made atonement for sin. Confess your sin, turn away from him, seek that he will cleanse you from your sin, lest the terrible things spoken of in the Bible, spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, might be your condition. And as we begin this theme, I invite you to turn with me to Luke 17, but we will look at several passages. But to turn to Luke 17, and particularly the verses 34, 35, 36. And what the Lord Jesus teaches here, where I desire to begin, is the infallible way in which the Lord knows who are his and who are not. That when he divides between those who are going to be with him forever in heaven and those who are going to be lost in hell, he makes no mistake.